From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. It was damaged in a terrorist attack just 12 days ago, but Brussels' main airport will partially reopen for passenger flights Sunday. Speaking to reporters on Saturday, the airport's chief executive, Arno Feist, confirmed that three Brussels Airlines flights will depart for Faro, Turin, and Athens. Feist also announced temporary repair work and security features that will be used at the airport as it works toward returning to full operation.
A temporary construction is implemented next to the connector on the tarmac. Only passengers coming from the car park will have access to this zone via the bus station. In this construction, first four lanes, then eight lanes are installed with metal detectors and X-ray screening equipment to screen all passengers and their luggage.
Meanwhile, Belgian police made several arrests following a tense confrontation between right-wing protesters and anti-racist youth in Brussels on Saturday. U.S. President Barack Obama praised this week's nuclear security summit, saying it gave visiting countries a chance to focus on the fight against terrorist groups like the Islamic State. In his weekly media address, Mr. Obama said that no terrorist group has succeeded in acquiring nuclear weapons, and the world needs to make sure the deadly materials are secured.
Working with other nations, we've removed or secured enough nuclear material for more than 150 nuclear weapons, material that will now never fall into the hands of terrorists.
Despite the president's efforts, much of the world's plutonium and enriched uranium remains vulnerable to theft. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News.